From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. Mystery writer Joe Gorz has died at the age of 79. The San Anselmo resident wrote 16 novels, including A Time of Predators and Spade and Archer, a prequel to Dashiell Hammett's The Maltese Falcon. Mark Coggins is a mystery writer and was a friend of Joe Gorz. Mr. Coggins, Gorz had a master's from Stanford University, but he kicked around in a lot of different jobs after that and worked as a private detective and repo man for 12 years in San Francisco. Did those experiences shape his writing?
Oh, definitely. Just like Dashiell Hammett, he had, you know, actual experience as a private investigator. And the series that he wrote, which he's pretty well known for, that drew upon that experience was the Dan Kearney and Associates series, which was a private investigation agency modeled on the one that Joe had worked for during the time he was a private investigator himself.
I want to play part of a 1992 interview with Joe Gorz talking about getting into repo work after graduating from Stanford. And this is from an appearance on KQED's Forum.
I used to live above a weightlifting gym in Palo Alto. And there was a guy came in who was a repo man, and he used to tell these stories. So I said, can I ride around with you? He said, sure, because repo men always need drivers to drive their cars. I loved it. I just had a ball. And so I went up, came up to San Francisco to his boss. I went in and I said, I want to be a repo man. And he said, I said, what's your background? I said, I'm just finishing up my master's degree at Stanford. He said, nah, can't use you. College kids don't work out, he said.
But he got that job eventually and said he loved doing it. So why did Joe Gorz start writing?
Well, I think he had always had an ambition to write. A part of the reason that he went to Stanford was to get exposure to writing. And he actually didn't get a creative writing degree. He got a master's in English, and he had intended to get a creative writing degree. He tells a rather humorous story about it, but they didn't feel that crime fiction was an appropriate thing to study in a creative writing milieu. So he ended up doing a regular English degree, and then he wanted to write his master's thesis on crime fiction, and again he was told that wasn't an appropriate thing to do. So he'd always had an interest in crime fiction and I think eventually wanted to get to that sphere.
Well, he didn't really hold it against Stanford too much. If we want to talk about some of his books, his first novel, A Time of Predators, was about a Stanford professor, but not a mild-mannered one.
Yes, that's right. That was the first book he wrote, and it won the Edgar Award, which is kind of like the Oscar of the crime fiction world.
I guess he also took a great interest in the work of Dashiell Hammett. It made him sort of a model, and Gorz even made Hammett into a character in one of his own books. Did he ever talk about what it was he admired in Hammett's writing?
Well, I spent quite a bit of time talking with him about The Maltese Falcon, and we had done a presentation on The Maltese Falcon for Pleasanton Library as part of the Big Read, which is a program that the National Endowment of the Arts puts on. And I think that he just felt that, first of all, Hammett really understood what it was like to be a private eye and admired that about the writing because it was realistic. You know, it was really grounded in true experiences, just as Joe's writing was. And I think he really admired the character of Sam Spade that Dashiell Hammett created. And he would talk about what he admired in Sam Spade as a private investigator. And he felt like Spade was very smart, very savvy, and would do what it would take to get the job done. And now Spade is somewhat ambiguous morally. As a character, if you read The Maltese Falcon, then this is one of the beauties of the book. You're never inside Spade's head. So you never know what Spade's thoughts are. And so throughout the book, you never really know quite what his motivations are. Is he going to be corrupted by Bridget O'Shaughnessy and actually take the money from these folks that are trying to find the Maltese Falcon? Or is he actually all the time sort of putting on a facade so that he can find out the true murder of his partner? So I think that he admired Hammett's ability to convey that, and to a certain extent, in a perverse way, he also admired Spade because of his ability to sort of do what it took to get the job done.
Gorz worked a lot in television in the 70s and 80s, and writing for Kojak and Columbo, Magnum P.I. and Remington Steele, and that was the show that introduced Pierce Brosnan to the world. And sometimes writers aren't very proud of their television work. How did Gorz feel about it?
The interesting thing about Joe is I didn't hear him speak about, you know, how he felt, relatively speaking, between the different spheres. But Joe won an Edgar Award for Time of Predators, but he also won an Edgar Award for one of his teleplays, and in addition won an Edgar Award for a short story that he wrote. So he actually was one of the few people that won three different Edgars in three different mediums, if you will. And that always impressed me, that he had the ability to write the novel. And then short fiction is quite different than writing a novel. And then in addition, he was also able to write screenplays or teleplays.
So what books of his did you like the best?
Well, you know, as an author, you can enjoy and even admire another author's book without wishing that you wrote it yourself. But when you actually covet credit for their work, that says something about the respect you have for them. And there are at least three of Joe's books that I do wish I'd written. The first is Interface, which is a book that was set in San Francisco in the 1970s. It's a very hard-boiled character and a very realistic world that he creates. The other book is one that you touched on, Hammett, in which he makes Dashiell Hammett, a protagonist in the book, brings him back into investigation for a fictional plot that he created. And, of course, it was made into a movie produced by Francis Ford Coppola. And then the third book that I admire is Spade and Archer, which is the prequel that he wrote for The Maltese Falcon. There's nobody who could have written a prequel to The Maltese Falcon except for Joe Gores. And the Hammett family was very reluctant to have anyone touch the material, of course, because it's considered to be one of the best detective fiction books written and, of course, just one of the best novels in general. And after becoming familiar with Joe and the work he did on Hammett, they entrusted him with that, and I think he did an excellent job. I'm astounded at how well he was able to reproduce the voice that Hammett had when he wrote The Maltese Falcon.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us.
You bet. Thank you.
Mystery writer Mark Coggins talking about his friend and colleague Joe Gores, who died Monday at the age of 79. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.